Hello again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob. And Jesus Stories continues. Amen. It seems like it's been a month, but just a weekend. Amen. And when we last left off, we were in the middle of story 3, the birth of Jesus, which followed the story of the angel Gabriel, which followed the story of God's promise to Israel. Those were the words of the prophet Isaiah, from Isaiah to Gabriel to the birth of Christ. And I'll read the last paragraph from our last installation, the first part of this story, and then we'll pick it up and finish this story of the birth of Jesus. All right, everybody ready? Let's take a deep breath. Be still, know that all will be well, that this world can never win against the power of our God, that God will take care of you each and every day, regardless of what you confront. The shepherd said, "Let us go at once to Bethlehem and see for ourselves this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." They went with haste, marveling at all they had seen and heard, and sought out the stable near the inn. There they found Mary and Joseph, and the newborn babe lying sleeping in the manger. And they knelt before this wondrous child of whom the angels had spoken, and they told Mary about the angelic host that had come to them. Then they left. And in their great wonder and excitement, they told all they met about the awesome events of the night. And all who heard the story wondered and talked of it among themselves. But Mary kept within her heart all the things she knew and all that she had heard, and she pondered them in silence as she tenderly watched over the baby in the manger. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and thanking God for sending them a Savior, who is Christ their Lord. On the eighth day after the birth of the child, Mary and Joseph took him to be sanctified and named. As the angel had instructed them, they called him Jesus, a name meaning salvation. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, there were certain wise and noble men who lived in a distant country of the east and studied the stars. One night they saw a great new star appear in the eastern sky and blaze a path across the heavens toward the kingdom of Judea, where it disappeared from sight. Being learned men, they had heard of the prophecies that had been made among the Jewish people in a day long past. And when they saw the new star, they felt at once that a great new king had been born in the land of the Jews. "Come, let us go at once to see the newborn king," they exclaimed to one another. So they loaded their camels with gifts for the wonderful child and set off on their long journey. And because Jerusalem was known to be the holy city of the Jews, the wise men from the east traveled to that famous city of kings, believing that they would find the child in some royal palace there. When they arrived, they inquired of the people, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." But no one in Jerusalem had heard of the newborn king who was in Bethlehem. When Herod the king heard of their questions, he was deeply troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. After all,
Was Herod not king of the Jews? What child could claim his royal title? Then he too remembered the old prophecies and sent for the chief priests and the scribes, whose duty it was to record and interpret the teachings of the past. Now tell me, he demanded, where this Christ, this new king of Israel, is supposed to have been born. In Bethlehem of Judea, O King Herod, they replied, for thus it is written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Herod sent his priests and scribes away and thought about these sayings for some time. He did not like what they might mean to him, for he was king, and king he intended to remain, no matter who was born in Bethlehem or anywhere else. After a while, he sent for the wise men of the East who were inquiring within his city about the newborn king of the Jews. And he sent for them in secret, for he did not want his own priests and scribes to know what they might say to him. They came to him at once, thinking he would surely be able to tell them what they asked. But Herod asked the first question. Tell me, he said genially, with an unfeigned interest, what time did this new star appear in the eastern sky? They told him. And where is it now? He asked them cunningly. But they did not know. Then go to Bethlehem, he answered, and search there diligently for the young child. For according to the scribes, that is where he may be found. But no one knows where he is in the city. Therefore, I beg that when you have found him, you will bring me word, so that I may go and worship him also. The wise men left Jerusalem and went upon their way to Bethlehem. Herod began at once to make his plans. It was true that he desired earnestly to know where the child might be, but not so that he himself might go and worship him. It was his own throne of which he was thinking. The star which the wise men had seen in the east appeared again before them and led them on to Bethlehem. When they saw the star once more, they rejoiced with great gladness in their hearts, knowing that they were soon to see the glorious child. When the star stopped above a humble dwelling place, they went in. All they saw was a simple carpenter and his wife, Mary, and a child in Mary's arms. Yet they knew at once that the baby Jesus was the newborn king they had come so far to see, for the star was still hovering over the house where the young child was. In the fullness of their joy, they bent down and worshiped him, this child who would be not only king, but Savior. And when they had done worshiping, they opened up their sacks and chests of treasure. They gave the child gifts worthy of a king: gold for his earthly wealth, sweet frankincense and myrrh for sacrificial offerings to the Lord God of heaven. And they gave these precious things with wonder and thanksgiving in their hearts. When they had blessed the child and given their gifts, the wise men thought it time to return to the city of Jerusalem and tell King Herod where this wondrous child might be found and worshipped by all the people of the land. But in a dream that came to all of them that night, God's angel warned them that they should not return to Herod with their news. Therefore, they left Bethlehem, avoided Jerusalem, and went back to their country by another route. Soon after the wise men had left, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Arise," the angel said, "take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt for your safety, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." Joseph arose at once in the night and gathered together the few possessions of his small family and the gifts brought by the wise men from the east. Swiftly, in silence, he took the baby and its mother from Bethlehem by night and journeyed with all haste to the land of Egypt. And there, the baby Jesus remained in safety while Herod lived out his last terrible months in the land of Judea. Herod waited for the wise men, but they did not come back. With growing impatience, he watched for their return, waiting and yearning for their news so that he might find the child and rid himself of this threat to his kingdom. But still, there was no sign of the wise men of the east. And then at last he heard that they had gone back to their own land without first coming back to him. Herod's anger knew no bounds. He knew he could not touch the wise men, but there was something he could do to destroy the child. With the awful cruelty for which he was well known, he sent his soldiers out to Bethlehem and the surrounding countryside with orders to kill every child 2 years old and under. In this way, he felt certain he would slay the one he wanted, in company with all those born at the time when the wise men saw the star. His soldiers followed his terrible command. And after they had done so, another prophecy of the prophet Jeremiah's was fulfilled. In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are no more. And they were no more, the children of Bethlehem who were 2 years old and younger. Only the baby Jesus was safe from Herod's senseless slaughter. Thus he, a child who was to be the Christ, the Savior, the Messiah of the Jewish people, began his life in a humble stable in Bethlehem, and was now in hiding with his parents in the land of Egypt. Amen. That concludes our third Jesus story of the 24 we'll be walking through. Hope you have a blessed Monday. We'll be back tomorrow, and the story, our fourth story, as we walk through the life of Jesus, the boyhood of Jesus, story 4. Look forward to speaking with you again then.